Welcome councillors to our June meeting, 9th of June 2020. So we'll make a start. Hopefully our recording works okay, so let's see as we scroll through. It'd be better if I take work.
Oh, you've already got that, Tony.
Sorry, Tony.
Sorry.
Okay. So, we're all present, yes, apologies. Neil, we've got the deputy mayor coming in by Zoom. All other councillors are in attendance. Would like somebody like to move, somebody like to second that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held Tuesday the 12th may be received and confirmed.
Just a question.
Councillor, that change
of order in relation to Black Hills Road?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Change of order. Thank you. So again, I'll ask for somebody to move, somebody to second. So Councillor Knott is to move, Councillor Temple seconder. All those in favour? Against?
Aye.
Thank you. Carried. So council workshops held since the last meeting is listed in the agenda. You've also got announcements by the mayor. That's busier than I thought. Announcements by councillors. Councillor Bowers has provided. It says there, declarations of interest. General manager, declarations of interest.
Two declarations, both from the mayor. The first one declaring an interest as a board member of the NTDC in relation to the funding agreement up for consideration by council. The second one relates to the motion put by Councillor King in relation to potato growers, and the mayor has declared his interest in the form of he is in fact a potato grower in the region.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tabling actions. Oh, sorry, any other declarations of interest? There was none forwarded, so I gather there are none. Thank you. Tabling an action on petitions, General Manager.
The council has received a petition from approximately 800 or so residents calling for a public meeting in relation to the proposed location of the Northern Regional Prison. We haven't tabled it as yet because it calls for a public meeting. We are reconciling the petition signatures against the electoral roll with the aim of tabling the petition at the next council meeting.
Very good. Electronic things going off here. Public question time, obviously there is no public question time. No questions taken on notice, no questions without notice. No. Councillor question time. Councillor, I'll go to Councillor King first, because it's written there, and then we'll go to Councillor Temple. Councillor King.
Thank you. Is council aware that in the public notices of the examiner, dated Saturday 6th of June, that the trustees of the Diocese of Tasmania have several properties listed for sale, including the Church of the Good Shepherd, 59 Main Road, Hadsford?
Okay. Well, Chair, the question is to you, not to me.
No, not specifically. Not specifically aware, Councillor.
Is Council aware that there is a cemetery included in this sale?
No, we are not.
Given this is a potential example of a church and cemetery being sold, it introduces the prospect of future development. How does Council's planning scheme treat any future development of such properties and, in particular, the protection and ongoing management of cemeteries?
Might defer to Joe Oliver, our lead planner.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Short answer is it doesn't deal with it at all. The only potential interaction between any development application and the significance of that property is if it's subject to a state heritage listing, in which case any development application would have to be referred through to Heritage Tasmania for a decision of the Heritage Council. They may or may not approve any development application put forward. If they refuse, council must refuse.
John Howard,
yeah. So outside of Lupa, there is a separate set of legislation for
current councillor, which may provide some conditions around the sale and the ongoing administration of the real estate.
We can take that on notice, councillor, if you like, and provide an answer.
Very good. Thank
you. Maybe semantics, Mr. Mayor, but I need to understand that a cemetery associated with a church is a graveyard. Not with the cemetery.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
Refer to the cemeteries in the public notice in the paper.
All right, moving on. Councillor Temple, you had a question without notice.
Yeah, my usual question relating to the proposed prison. The first one is there any update on the proposed prison since the last council meeting?
No, not from me.
My second question is, if council were to receive a socio-economic impact study relating to a proposed prison, would it start to verify and assess that document before it received a rezoning or development application, or would council wait until after such an application was received?
I would think it's prudent to wait for the application to be received so that we know with the basis of assessment.
Good. Any other questions, councillors, without notice? Take that as note.
Councillor.
Frank.
Frank. Councillor.
I've got a question. Can I?
Yes, Councillor Long.
Okay. A question to GM in relation to proposed works on intersection of Country Club Avenue and Las Vegas Drive. Question. Is there a reason why the plans and details were sent to the resident on the 15th of May? A letter was written to the GM on the 11th of May seeking to improve safety at this intersection. When I received the information, it was on 29th of May, and the Mayor and the remaining councillors received this information today. Is there a reason?
I'll take that on notice, Councillor.
Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? No more paperwork? Cool. Very good. So, for infrastructure, so number one,
he's missed deputations.
The deputations of members of the public, sorry, no, there isn't
none.
None. Sorry.
Neil? No, you've got to do this.
Governance.
You've got to do this other one. The notice of motion.
Pardon?
This notice of motion is next, isn't it? Government 6,
whatever. Yeah, notice of motion.
Councillor King.
Okay, sorry. It's not in the paperwork. Yeah, but that's right. So,
up on the screen.
You got that up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we've received a notice of motion seeking to acknowledge Council's support of potato growers from Councillor King. And council write to the relevant ministers, prime minister and premiers, outlining its support for local potato growers and also by local approach to things, and request the local government association of Tasmania to also consider promotion of buying Australian and buying local, and also requesting council officers to consider the prospect that we would undertake a campaign around the buy local theme. And Councillor King, did you want to talk to that?
I can. First and foremost,
come to this first.
Who's chairing the meeting?
Yeah, I'm still chairing the meeting. I've stepped out.
Don't we need to?
You've got to do this bit first.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
I was just about to go to. Somebody like to move somewhere, like to second the motion as it stands. That's about just to move.
Don't we have to do this first?
That's what we're doing, they're moving that, yes.
Okay, yeah. So you're moving that, Councillor Bowers.
Someone like to second Councillor Temple, seconded that by absolute majority agree, Council agrees to that.
Well, we've got a vote on it now.
Yeah. Sorry, councillor.
Is Mick chairing the meeting for my father?
I haven't stepped down on this one just yet.
We haven't started it yet.
I will.
Just accept the late agenda
item. Just accept it. So I'll put that motion as it stands to accept the late agenda item. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried.
Thank you.
Deputy Mayor, I will step down on this one. I've already declared a conflict of interest.
Oh, good. This will be interesting.
It will be. Yes. Totally agree.
Particularly if it was a point of order.
I'll try. I'll be your eyes on this end of the meeting, if you like, Deputy Mayor.
You leaving?
Oh, do you want me to leave?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here, say nothing.
Take your coffee.
Take your coffee.
We'll talk
for a while. I'll go back to that for you. Yeah.
Make the time useful. Can you wash my car?
Okay, Councillor Mayor, you move this motion. Would you like to open up debate?
Deputy Mayor, all that we actually moved the motion was that we have accepted as a late agenda item. Now it actually needs to be moved as a motion by Councillor King.
It's mine, sorry.
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing everyone but John. Sorry.
It's my motion, Vic. It's Tanya.
How are you, Tanya? Tanya. So we're putting the motion on the table. It's been accepted. So now we're looking for a mover of the motion, I'm assuming, John.
Seconder.
Tanya, so the mover was Tanya?
That's correct, Mark.
And Susie is the seconder.
Yay. Okay. Sorry, it's a bit hard hearing.
That's all right.
So, Tanya, you're the mover of the motion. Would you like to open up the discussion, please?
Thanks, Mick. First and foremost, I'll apologise. I read the late motion. We did have a discussion about it early last week, and I thought that I'd missed the opportunity, but looking at the process, it seems that I was able to bring a late motion, which is very timely since it was in the news late last week and still is now. So living in the region that we do with a lot of primary producers about paying rates to us, I think it's prudent to have a look at how we can support them by lobbying the federal government to have a look at the imports and the way it's going to first and foremost impact our potato processors and growers. And more broadly, our local growing communities and looking at a buy local campaign to follow up.
And as the seconder, Councillor Bower, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'd just like to congratulate Councillor King on bringing this matter forward to us. I think it's something that, as we've mentioned, we live in a very high agricultural municipality and we need to be looking at how we protect our growers, especially when I totally agree with lobbying the Australian government in regards to this. It is well known that European countries do a lot more to protect their agricultural and work with their agricultural base than Australia does. And given our current times in COVID, nothing could be more important than making sure that we have security for our own growers.
Okay, well, I'll open it up for discussion for other councillors. I can't see anyone, so John might have to help me here.
Yep.
Councillor Temple, I can see you.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
No, I don't wish to say anything.
I'm just pointing out that you can't see me. I can see Councillor Temple. Any other councillors have any discussion?
Stephanie, John, Mick.
Sorry?
Steph?
Steph?
Mick needs to be on mute.
I do thank Tanya for being this forward. I think probably the last 3 months, if they've taught us anything, that we can do things better in Australia. So pretty happy to keep eating my McDonald's chips and pretty happy to make sure they're Australian made. Grown.
Okay. Any other councillors have any other comments?
Frank, Mick.
Councillor Knott.
Thank you, Deputy. My comment, I think it's pertinent to make comment and also to support local. and I totally support it. So congratulations to Councillor King for bringing this forward, and I think it's a move in the right direction to protect our local industries. Thank you.
Okay. Any other councillors? Take it to the second. Susie, do you want a closing comment?
No, thank you, Mick.
That's a no.
Councillor King?
Thanks, Mick. I am delighted to hear the response of all the other councillors around the table and thank them in anticipation for their support. I think it's, for me, it's a no-brainer, but it's nice to see that we've got some very like-minded ideas around the table on this. So thank you.
Okay, well, I'll put it to the vote then. All those councillors in favour, raise your hand to say aye.
Aye.
That's all, Mick?
Including me?
Yep.
Done. I guess we can call the mayor back in.
Yep. In the process now.
Your car's leaving soon.
Great.
Yep.
There's only about 7 in each bag.
Oh,
don't you? Alright. I'm back.
Done.
Done.
A good job.
Any time you want to do. Okay.
So we're on to Infrastructure 1.
Infrastructure 1, review of budgets for 2019-20 Capital Works Program. Author, Dino De Paoli. Recommend the Council approves the following project budget changes. No overall change. Capital Works budget. Capital Works budget allocation. Somebody like to move?
I'll move it.
Councillor Knott. Seconder. Councillor Sheriff. Any discussion, Councillor Knott? Let's move.
I thank the officer, I thank Director Downer for bringing forward. I have some concerns about the variations, but given the, and particularly those two that were more than 100%, in other words, the intersection went from 80,000 to 165,000, and the Hagley Recreation Ground tank went from 26,000 to 45,000. I'm noting the comments and the explanation, so I think that's important to add this to the Capital Works budget and the allocation for the incoming year, so I'll support it in that direction.
For the purpose of the recording of the meeting, Councillor, would you like the Dino to explain your comments on those two, just so that
for the audience, those listening, someone, if you would, thank you.
So the question was the, Dino, you've got that?
Those two major ones.
So in relation to project number 5894, the original project scope has been expanded to consider observed pavement failures in Country Club Avenue, so the transfer of funding from the asphalt program to the intersection project was deemed appropriate prior to the end of the financial year, and that funding would otherwise return to cash. There will also be further consideration of that budget once the water main is relocated to satisfy TAS water requirements. The other project was in relation to number 6526, which was the Hagley Recreation Ground septic tank project, if I recall, Councillor Frank.
Yes.
So that project.
Can you email me the minutes from the last meeting?
Considerations of. Proximity of existing sewage trenches to adjoining private property, and just weighing up, I guess, some of the risks associated with the environment, mental health aspects versus deferring the project. We had a look at that one and believe it's appropriate to continue with the transfer from one of the other projects, and then the Hagley site as well has some flat grades and some other issues which mean that required is more than just a standard on-site wastewater. Plan. If I could, Mr. Mayor, also want to add, I think there could be a tendency for officers maybe to be conservative moving forward with some of our cost estimates on projects. I'm very conscious not to be overly conservative with contingencies. So we still need to take on board that we're missing, you know, we're sort of overrunning on some projects in terms of costs. On others, we're landing under. And it's important that we don't become too, defensive in terms of setting an overly overly sort of provisional project budget moving forward. But we'll certainly look at that with the GM and our processes and scoping up projects prior to each financial year, which we're trying to work on further. So.
Thanks, Dino. Councillor Sheriff, is second over the motion. Any comments?
Although it's been pointed out that some have gone over budget, we need to consider that there's been a lot of the projects that come under budget. So, although it's not brilliant for things to go over budget, there is projects that go under budget. So, I think they need to be pointed out as a good thing.
Ms. Councillor, any other discussion? Councillor Temple?
I'd like to speak about project number 7831, the Folk Museum.
Yes.
And as a former Heritage Commissioner, I was delighted to see that it had come in under budget. And that to me, it's evidence of the probity of the, I don't know who the contractor was, but it's certainly, to me, evidence of the probity of all involved.
Good. Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, I'll put that to the vote then. All those in favour of the motion as it stands?
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried. Thank you. Okay, heading towards closed session. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. The council closed the meeting to the public to discuss the following items. Councillor Sheriff. Moves. Seconder, Councillor Bower. Okay, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you.